Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our particular attention in that first reading, those last couple of verses there, where St. Paul writes, I have become all things to all people, that by all means might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am these days reading through the Revelation of John, the last book in the New Testament, with a young man in his 20s. We have a lot of fun. If anybody else would be interested in doing something like that, just let me know. The last couple of weeks, we've read chapters 13 and 14. In Revelation 13, a dragon comes out of the abyss, wreaking havoc across the whole earth. And then he sends two beasts that continue what he is doing in bringing devastation all across creation. And then in chapter 14, God sends three angels bearing his promises, one to counteract each of those three, the two beasts and the dragon. And these angels reveal God's ultimate victory and his judgment over evil. Revelation 13 describes the crazy, scary things that we see going on in our world all around us all the time. In fact, that's all we're going to see if we only focus on the world in which we live in. But, as chapter 14 with those angels helps us to know, when we look at things from God's perspective, when we listen to his promises, we find that there is only one thing that is ultimately important. And that's the fact that Christ is in control, that the Lord Jesus is our Savior and the Savior of the world. In other words, it's all about Jesus, which is what we're told in today's text, as Paul says, I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Our food pantry is open to the public on the third Saturday of each month, generally distributing groceries. It used to be people could come in and shop for free. Now we have things set up so that we just give them things. And of course, before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, and before Easter, we have a huge meal all set for them with multiple bags and fresh things as well. During the weeks in between, many people are donating things from our congregation here, from our community, whether it's financially or whether it's food-wise. And then, of course, in those weeks between, there are volunteers who come in to sort and organize things. And on those third Saturdays, we have volunteers who are giving things away. I step back every once in a while and say, wow, this is impressive what God is doing through all these different people from our church and our community in so many different ways. But also with that, I also notice that everybody, from those who are making donations to those who are volunteering, have a real passion for helping the less privileged. And in their helping them, we see relationships being developed between the volunteers and between the donors bringing things in with us here and with the volunteers, with those who come fairly regularly over the long term. Those relationships are being developed. And there certainly are needs in our community. In fact, our Ascension Wellness Center is working on a partnership right now with the Gleaners so that there'll be a second day each month that our building will be distributing food to the less privileged people in our community. Whether it's right here or looking across the globe, there are many hungry, struggling people in our world. They don't know where the next meal is going to be. There's a lot of the basics of life that we take for granted that they really struggle with. And we here as a community of St. Thomas feel privileged that we, in some small ways, can help them. We help them because we know that the bottom line that they are really looking for, what we are receiving right here. And what our food ministry is sharing with everyone who comes for help. The one thing that is ultimately important. It's all about Jesus. Just as Paul talks about when he says, I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. It's got to be about 15 years ago that we started hosting Soup and Sandwich Saturdays, affectionately known as SAS. We thought originally it'd be helping the homeless and least privileged people in our community, but we found it really serves a much broader market because it is a safe, fun place to come for those who are feeling alone or disenfranchised, that people can making all kinds of different connections along with helping those in lots of different circumstances. Then we started offering coats, which has grown into our full-blown clothing ministry is helping people in many, many ways. Well, at one of those early SASs, I met a man named David, who had a ponytail down to the middle of his back and wasn't really struggling financially, was really there as part of that community experience taking place. A year or two later, he called and asked if he could come visit. He came in, and his wife was struggling with cancer. And so we talked and prayed together, shared different Bible passages together, then didn't really see from him for a while. Although I did hear recently that his wife has now been in remission for 7 years. Back in 2015, I know this date because I had it in my notes, he called again and asked if he could come in and talk. And then we actually stayed a few times on a weekly basis for maybe a couple months. At this time, he was struggling with health and work and different personal issues, which eventually he decided it was time for him at a fairly young age to retire. Then I didn't necessarily see him for a while until, well, Crystal Morris, one of our preschool aides, had a brain aneurysm at a young age, and we had a fundraiser that her family hosted in our building, and I'm walking around talking to people, and there's Dave. Seemed like he had been doing fairly well. Well, a week ago Wednesday, Dave called to say that he was going to be dying soon. Wondered if I would do his funeral. So we talked and we prayed and shared scriptures, and I'm confident that Dave is now in heaven because he passed away and on Friday had his funeral, which gave me the opportunity to meet his wife and his family and others and share many other people the gospel. All this because of Soup and Sandwich Saturdays started 15 years ago. This is just a little illustration of what Christ is doing through our ministry together as the people of God in Christ Jesus. Reaching out to all different generations, all ethnics, all races, to people with many different needs, many different yearnings. All have different connecting points, you might say. But there's only one thing that's ultimately important. And that's their relationship with Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Which is what Paul is saying when he says, we are trying to become all things to all people, that by all means we might save some. We do it all for the sake of the gospel, that we may share with them in its blessings. Our elders are spending some time talking about how to minister to people who are between the ages of 18 and 30 years old. Many people in those generations have different worldviews, different ways of connecting than old-timers like me, different lifestyles. But don't ever be fooled. Because you see, they have the same fears. They have the same concerns. They have the same issues as all of us. Now, they may be ministered to in different ways. They may have different triggers. But still the same. And whether they recognize it or not, the bottom line is that they are looking for what we are receiving right here. And what all of our ministries are all about. The one thing that is ultimately important. It's all about Jesus. Which is what Paul's talking about as he says, we have become all things to all people, that by all means we might save some. We do it all for the sake of the gospel, that we may share with them in its blessings. Our Board of Mission Engagement is working on a new ministry they hope to introduce in the next couple months. I think they're calling it Barnabas Mentors. Many of you are familiar with the character in the New Testament who was called Barnabas. His name was actually Joseph. But he had such a gift of encouragement, of helping, of supporting wherever he saw people in need, that the apostles gave him a nickname, Barnabas. Because you see, Barnabas means son of encouragement. Barnabas Mentors will work with one individual or one family at a time, fulfilling our mission here at St. Thomas, connecting individuals to Jesus and to one another. I'm excited about it. If you want more information, you can talk to me or a member of that board, like Tony. You might be interested in becoming a Barnabas Mentor, or you might be interested in having one connected to you. Like everything else in our life together, it's all about Jesus. That we might become all things to all people. That by all means we might save some. We do it all for the sake of the gospel, that we may share with them in the blessings. We look around at our community. We look at our neighbors. We look at our brothers and sisters here in the fellowship of St. Thomas, whether at home or in their own homes. It's pretty easy to see what Christ is doing. But we also see where he needs to be. Because we all see people who are hurting. People who are searching. People who are alone. On my desk, I have a list of 12 individuals we hope to baptize in the upcoming months, from newborns to adults. We know families who have lost loved ones who still are waiting to do a memorial service. There are many at home who are yearning for the time when they'll feel safe enough to come and join us in worship. And there are others who feel like their backs are against the wall and they don't know where to turn. Answer. Hope, help, is all found in Jesus. Jesus, the one who comes to us through word and sacrament. Jesus, who comes to us through the ministry of his people. Jesus, who comes to simple people like you and me, and to others through simple people like you and me. No. We don't have all the answers, by no means. But we do have the answer, Jesus. Which is why we seek to become all things to all people, that by all means we might save some. We do it all for the sake of the gospel, that we may share with them in its blessing. This is what Christ has done for each and every one of us gathered here. This is what Jesus is doing for us. And it is what he is doing through you and me in the lives of many others. Which leaves me asking today, what is it that Jesus is doing for you right now? And what more would he like to do for you? And what might he be doing through you to bring his grace to others, his mercy, his peace, his hope? All of these are his gifts to us and through us to this needy world. The question is, how will he who is saving us make us to become all things for all people, that by all means he through us might save some more, that we might do all of these things for the sake of the gospel, and in that not only see how we are blessed, but see how we are a blessing for that needy world around us. Lord Jesus, come, that we might see and hear and believe, live in and share those great gifts that you have come to give to us. In your name, amen. And may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep all of our hearts and minds right there in Christ Jesus for life everlasting. Amen. I invite you now to rise for our